Welcome to another Quick Start Challenge. My name is Steven, and I'm a developer evangelist down in Silicon Valley. This quick start, we're going to talk about Python and MongoLab. So MongoLab is a cool service that's on Azure that allows you to have a fully managed MongoDB database. You don't have to worry about scaling your MongoDB server, having to worry about updates and patches with new MongoDB versions, and as well as it's kind of out of the box. The cool part is that MongoDB works really well with Python, which is a really popular open source language that you'll see a lot of startups and open source developers use. And it's great for creating websites as well as working with databases. In this quick start, we'll use PyMongo, which is a driver for MongoDB for Python, and we'll be able to actually interact with the database, and we'll do it in about 15 minutes. So let's get started. So what you're going to do first is you're going to come to your Azure portal. So with the subscription in hand, you're going to go ahead and go to the bottom left, and you're going to click the plus button down here. So this plus button will allow us to add a variety of services. You're going to click the marketplace, and we can scroll all the way down. We can see that we'll have a service called MongoLab. MongoLab allows us to add a database that's fully managed right into our Azure portal. So we'll go ahead and click next, and you'll see that there's a variety of plans that we can use. Just to get started, though, since we're just learning, we can just use the sandbox mode. It's free and actually doesn't cost you anything on your Azure subscription. We can call our MongoDB database anything we'd want. So why don't we go and try to call it Python Mongo Lab. Great. And now what we can do, too, is we can pick the region that we want to run it. So we can either run it in West US or East US. So we'll pick West US since we're on the West Coast. We'll click Next. And after agreeing to the terms, we can hit the purchase button. And what's funny is that it looks like you're purchasing something, but you're actually not. Since the charge is $0 a month, it doesn't really impact your subscription bill at all. And after a few seconds, you'll see that the MongoDB, Python MongoLab database on MongoLab service is up and running. So we'll give that a few minutes. While that's going on, we'll start to work on our code that we'll use to insert some data into our new database. So the first thing we're going to do is open up your favorite text editor, create a new file, and we'll call it create. This Python script will allow us to create some records into our database. So we have some pre-baked code in here, and I'll copy it and we'll explain it. I'll explain it while we go through it. So the first thing we'll do is we'll import our PyMongo library from the Mongo client library. And afterwards, we'll create this Mongo client, which will connect to our MongoDB database. Our connection string is actually provided from the Azure portal that we'll add in just a second. Afterwards, we'll grab the Python Mongo, the collection called Python Mongo Lab. And I think I just changed the name, so let me go ahead and do that. Python. And that's the name of the database that we just created. And then we have db.post. So we'll create a post collection. And in that post collection, we'll add some, say we're keeping track of books, so we could have author and the text for that author. And we'll add this sample document to the database, and then later we'll be able to read from it. So let's check back on our MongoDB database to see if it's been created. While that's going on, we can open up our directory with our Python script and install PyMongo. Just to make sure that we have the MongoDB database driver. So I'll use pip, which is a standard installer for Python, and do pip install PyMongo. And it says I already satisfied the requirement. That's because I've already installed it. But when you run it, it'll install into this directory. We'll check back to see if our database has started, and we'll see that it is. And the cool part is, right from Azure, we can just go to the Manage button, the Connection Info button, and we can copy and paste our connection string right from Azure into our code. So where we see your connection string, we'll put our actual connection string here. This connection string has your username and password and all the secure credentials that you'll need. Now, after we run this script, we'll actually create this new document to our database. So all we have to do is do Python create.py, and we created a new document with a new ID, which here's a unique ID for that document, and it's ready in our database. It took us about 2 seconds to do. It was really fast. If we go to the MongoDB DB dashboard, so if we click on the manage, you'll be able to see that we actually have a new document in this post collection. And this is just what we added. Finally, if we want to read from the database, we can create a new script, and we'll call it read.py. And again, I have a little bit of pre-baked code here. So what we're going to do is we're going to grab the PyMongo module, and we're going to create a Mongo client. We'll do the same thing. We'll copy and paste our connection string to MongoDB. There we go. Paste it into here. And what we're going to do is we're going to grab the Python MongoLab database. Remember, this is the name of our database that we created. And we're going to grab the post collection, and we're going to call the find function on the MongoDB driver for Python. This will give us all the posts that are in the post collection. We'll iterate through the post, and we'll print out each one. Afterwards, we'll close the connection to the database. So let's run it. Python read.py. And there we go. We read out what we had. Now, what if I call create again? Python create.py. We added another document into the post collection. So if I do read.py, I should see two records come out of the database. And there we go, two different documents. That's about it. So to create your MongoDB database on Azure really only takes a few minutes. And you don't have to worry about scalability or having to update or maintain your MongoDB database. That's it for this quick start challenge. We connected a Python application or computer to MongoLabs, which is a fully managed MongoDB database service. It takes care of your scaling as well as any security patches that you need for your MongoDB database. It makes it really easy to connect MongoDB to your Azure account, and you can get going in only minutes. Thanks for watching this quick start challenge, and we hope to catch you on the next one.